FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Wednesday, June 3rd. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Today is going to be a Controversy Wednesday. That's the theme of the show. Controversy Wednesday. It's an open line Wednesday, but if you're going to call, you got to talk about something controversy. You can't be talking things that is controversial that Erica can call me and Dwight can call me in and stuff like that. So it can't be like that kind of controversy, but it could be something like I'm willing to entertain and talk. See, I try my best to make that make sense, right? But I know there's going to be someone. Someone's going to go and push the envelope and just like I say, see, I got to hang up on you because you don't want me to keep this good job I have part-time. That's all. It's a Controversy Wednesday. And I have one or two things that I wish to bring to the fore that I want to discuss, I want to hash out, I want to hear your opinion on, that is a little controversial. One security guard get fired. Yeah, a government. Actually, she's quasi-government. Because if she was a government employee, they had so many different steps. I'm trying to get the Ministry of Labor to send an official here to explain certain things like that. Like general orders in terms of employment and stuff like that. I'm close. I negotiate with some people. So they soon reach, right? But it's going to be a controversy Wednesday. And when the security guard got fired, she's one of those quasi-government jobs. So the rules are kind of different in terms of termination. What happened? That's the question. What happened? So apparently, before the general election, when a political party, well, I shall say the name, when the PLP was doing their rounds and during the Bimini campaign, the prime minister, as his position as prime minister, he was doing the tour, campaigning, right? He went to the security and he had the entourage, right? And the security on, carry on. So, man, I can search you like I can search the, for thieves and dig up inside the man bag. And the entourage bag. Apparently, someone in the entourage said something to her. Hey, woman, this is the prime minister. This don't happen. This is a dignitary. You know better. You're supposed to let dignitaries pass and this is the prime minister. Which I understand. It makes sense to me. And she said, I don't care. This could be my mother. I can search up through her bag. And of course, someone said something to her and she responded in kind. Rah, rah, ray, ray, whatever it is. After the election, boom, fired. She said, man, she get victimized because she's F&M. I don't think that's what happened. She get victimized because she's silly. You hear me? She get victimized because she is silly. Now, I happen to work for an employer who deals with high-end clients all the time. They come inside and say, hey, we have a VIP coming in. There are times they come and say they have a VIP. Coming in. I'm not sure the difference between a VIP and a VVIP and a VVVIP, but apparently there's different levels of VIP. But I know when VIP and dignitaries, celebrities come inside, they make special exceptions. Things don't happen like how it's supposed to be, you know? In fact, I know, but coming through security checkpoints, when the executives pass through and I pass through, and the protocol is different. Right? Security will come and say, open your bag, look through my bag. Not even look, this is glance through your bag and say, okay, go ahead. And when the executive, who getting paid more than me, pass through, they just nod their head because they had a higher rank. You got a higher rank. And you have respect for the rank, not necessarily the person. There's a show, a wartime movie. Let me see if I can find the name of that movie. Is it Goodfellas? No, it can't be. Goodfellas is about the mob. I can look for that movie right now. I know that movie, right? Hold on. You see when you're looking for thing? It's on YouTube. Band of Brothers. Anyone watch the series Band of Brothers? They had a sergeant, a drill sergeant, who was a monster. And eventually the people who passed through this drill sergeant got promoted. I even have the clip right here now. I might have to play this clip. It's a YouTube clip. It's short enough to play. When the captain, who's higher than the the drill sergeant pass him. He refused to salute the drill sergeant who's underneath him now. And the drill sergeant called his name out and told him, you don't have to respect the man, but you respect the position. I can play that. Well, I mean, it's short enough. I could just play that, come up on my, let's see. Oh, it won't play. Oh, let's see. See, you don't want to play, so everyone lucky. Oh, see, yeah.
We salute the rank, not the man.
You salute the rank and not the man. I had to quickly play that. I remember I was listening to that as I spoke about this controversy or thought about this controversy about the security officer. The security officer had no regard for the position of prime minister. She did not respect the position of the prime minister because she did not respect the man who had the position. So she decided to treat him any kind of way. And unfortunately, the chicken come home to roost. You respect the position, not necessarily the man. There's some protocols that comes when the prime minister passed through your area. You stop and say, good morning, sir, and move on, right? Another controversy I want to speak about is the FNM decided not to have episode of having their 2026 convention. See, the party to hold a post-mortem in July. I understand what is happening. But this thing can go well with a number of FNMs who are disgruntled within the party. Mind you, I understand what they're doing. You know. You can't have a convention where people have all in their feelings still and not really understand what went wrong, what they did right, what is the way forward. So even though I know there can be some falling out, they can say that Mr. Pintard is stalling, Mr. Pintard is trying to stack the deck, Mr. Pintard and his band of merry men are trying to hold on to power as long as possible. Any reasonable person understands what they're doing. The party just can't go forward yet. They need to find out what went wrong and ways to correct it when you're going into the convention. You need to find out or have a plan of action. So when the people decide on who should lead them, who should take up office for the various office position, they'll know what the aiming and the goals are. So even though I think that is a controversy thing waiting to happen, I understand exactly what's going on there. I understand exactly what's going on there. Okay, I have a text. Watch this text, people. Watch this text. It says, CA, I know you're a PLP, but why wasn't she fired right then? Why after the election? That don't make no, and they put an expletive there, sense, even though she was wrong. So the texter acknowledged that she was wrong, even though she was wrong. They're asking, why wasn't she fired on the spot? That's like an Ingram move. Ingram would have fired her on the spot. Might have do a pingling thing, just write her name someplace on the paper. You are fired and get sent home. But Mr. Davis is different. You wait until you settle in for a minute and boom, you're still fired. It didn't matter today or next week. They wait. The point is that she's gone. And Bimini Small, limited jobs there on that shantytown island. So I'm hoping that she finds something to do, right? She might need to become an entrepreneur. Someone might have to give her a golf cart of some sort, right? To help her out so she can rent out. But at this present time, ain't no good time to be getting dismissed on your job, especially in Bimini when there's no alternative. Okay, this next text says, heal with the FNM. Oh, hell. Hell with the FNM. You don't think the PLP will fall out after their convention, find something else to talk about. I guess this person's a disgruntled FNM and on the defensive. I'm not sure what's happening with a PLP convention. When they plan to have a PLP convention, I know that there's a need to have I doubt they can change it, a new chairman, right? Or in preparation for a new chairman for the PLP. I know there might be a need to have a new secretary general because the secretary general is now a senator and a minister. So they have a minister, PLP minister, who is also the chairman of the party. They have a PLP, they have a PLP minister and senator who is also the secretary general of the party. They have a PLP senator who's now the PLP press secretary at the same time, and also the Dublin press secretary. So that's a lot of controversy and convolutedness. And I'm hoping, and sensible people should be, and especially inside the PLP party, need to be asking, saying, "Y'all iron that out. This don't make no sense." There's enough PLPs inside them, inside amongst y'all, to have these positions separate and apart. You can't want have 3, 4, 5, 6 paychecks all the time, right? You won't get press secretary of the PLP paycheck. You go on and get press secretary of the government paycheck, and then you won't get senator paycheck. You know, then you won't get chairman of the PLP paycheck, MP paycheck, and a ministerial paycheck. I mean, make it make sense. Controversy. Today is Controversy Wednesday, and I think that's a controversial thing that is happening there. This text says, her position should be respected also. She was only doing her job. If she was doing her job, she wouldn't get fired. You know when your union look over your file and look over the situation and they shake your hand and say, "I can't even defend you, man." Right? You should have known better. You should know known better. That's what the union say. The union say, she should have known better. What's she doing? Well, she did. They would look at the case and just turn on the side and said, "Lord, I got to give a press statement now because of what she did." And this person said, her position should be respected also. She was only doing her job. If she was only doing her job, she would have been still doing her job. Clearly, she was doing more than her job. Usually, I have subordinates who, when I trying to explain things that is above their pay grade, and I say, hey, I understand you are in your emotions and in your feelings. But this thing right there has nothing to do with you. You call your supervisor. You call me and say, "Nuri, you deal with this guest." Because this one frustrating me. I, who have more training and who are responsible for everything, I'll come and say, "Let me speak to the guest." And I speak to the guest and I say, "You don't understand, the guest was right. They're spending $500, $600, $800 a night. And you are vexed because they talk to you some kind of way. But after they spend $800, you got to say, okay, let me remove my feelings. Or let me push this on to my supervisor so he could get the abuse, not me." So if she found herself in a position where she's uncertain, call her supervisor. Say, "Supervisor, come. You come deal with this." And she didn't do that. And this is how the cookie crumbled. It says, how can a minister of finance never have met with the owner of a company that was given a $30 million no-bid contract by the government? How can said minister not know anything about the backgrounds of the company's owners? No KYC, no nothing. How? Further, how can a financial analyst be president? How can a financial analyst be president of a company, not examine the financial records, and fail to see that the money passing through accounts is greater than being earned by the company? There's some questions there. But I think that the texter is wrong by saying Minister of Finance, because the Minister of Finance doesn't deal with private companies per se. But they do award contracts. I'm not sure why there were no bid contracts. That's something that the opposition in the House of the Assembly need to put forward and demand answers for. And hopefully the opposition will do that, and hopefully some answers will be ascertain. So this text says, how do we know what the security guard did? The news report said there was testimonies. There was an investigation done and there was a conclusion. So let's read that. Even though you know now that the news report said it was an investigation and a conclusion. So now you question, how do we, there's even, there's a video recording. People actually record. Wait a minute. How do we know what the security guard did? Because nobody given details on the incident. Did she simply insist that all bags need to be checked, even if Mr. Davis is PM? I don't know. But her employers, her supervisors, and her union say she was wrong. That's 1, 2, 3. Add them up. Right? Good morning, CA. I see you call. I'm coming to you right now. Good morning, CA. Talk about controversy. If you haven't already, drive past Sanders Beach, especially opposite the Shell gas station, and look at the condition of the walking path. Overgrown with bush, practically covered in sand. That hasn't been cleared. Where is it? That hasn't been cleared or cleaned for a long time. So where did all the money go? Why are the beaches and the parks in the state that they're in if all the budgeted funds have been supposedly used for their upkeep? And now the new minister, Mr. Jamal Strong, is saying he cannot guarantee to stay within the budget. I expect we will have some overruns. That's where, again, the opposition needs to be an adequate opposition and challenge the government. Let's go to the phone calls there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, we're talking Controversy Wednesday. What is controversial in your mind? And mind you, I'm trying to keep the small job, man. Urkers be listening. This is the premiere show. Everybody turns in at 11 o'clock, going towards lunchtime. She can't say everything. Listen to what happened to the gentleman in Grand Bahama who's supposed to know better. He should know better. Doing foolishness on the radio. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yeah, I see you walking on pins and needles.
You need to walk on pins and needles because he's get fired. You don't want me to get fired, right?
But Nuri, was it a diplomatic pouch? You know, that should be sealed and it should and it should state on it. It should not be open. It's protected under law that if the Prime Minister is moving with a diplomatic pouch, that cannot be opened. Was it a diplomatic pouch or was it luggage that she got?
Let me pause you right there. In the airport and security and protocol and coming VIPs coming into hotels, VIP comes in, dignitaries coming in. Most dignitaries are not searched at all, straight across the board. That's why they say dignitaries. They say you escort with your police and you go straight in. Now, picture, what the President Trump name? He named President Trump. Coming to the Bahamas. And he had a suitcase, 40 suitcases coming through, right? You couldn't tell the FBI you're going to search his bag. You could be as man and woman as you want. It ain't going to happen because they have them as dignitaries. Our prime minister's our chief dignitary. He above everyone else. Everybody else. And the woman says she don't care. And that's what she said. I don't care who he is, what position he held, what police with him, whatever he is, I can do my job, even though part of the job is using discretion regarding dignitaries. She didn't care about her job. I hope that helped. Let's move on. Go ahead.
Make a statement on the fate of Mr. Pintard.
Go ahead.
She should have said, I got a phone call or I got wind that someone might have slipped something into your baggage and I want to be the person to find it. And if it goes off, I would sacrifice my life for you.
Let's go with that. I love
you like that one?
Yeah, man, it's beautiful. Let's go with that. Now that turns on to a major investigation where we got to be listening to people's phone calls or whatever it is and find it. See, that caused more problematic because that's now an attempt on the prime minister's person. That's a whole different, you need a better example. That's a whole different kettle of fish. Now we in a panic, a national panic because of your example. But I hear you. You're trying your best. It wasn't good, but you're trying your best. Let's go move on to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller. You live.
Morning, CA.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, sir. Okay, controversial. Should have been controversial Thursday, but anyhow. Gentlemen go to court tomorrow in New York, right?
I know.
You don't know?
No, man.
Well, anyhow, we are still trying to find out, you know, because see, when I look at the Michael Mystic situation, that is all over the internet, all over the world. Some people in the Bahamas, they believe that our own and this controversy was going on is only confined or contained here in the Bahamas and no one else knows. But this, the way we are handling this situation and the way, people are commenting all over the world. I see it all over social media and we are not really, I don't know why the Prime Minister is dodging questions and not being forthright and upfront when the reporters ask him questions. What is that all about? Why be ducking and dodging?
I don't know that the Prime Minister is ducking and dodging. Any questions?
I was listening. I saw the interview where a reporter, where a news reporter asked him a question pertaining to that, and he didn't answer it. He had to go. He had to rush. I mean, these things are very important, you know. It's very important to protect our reputation. I am not saying anyone is guilty. I'm not saying anyone is innocent. But the way we answer, the way we handle these situations, I mean, we had a diplomat who we are paying monies to, salaries to. They went and they met with the gentleman, and then they're now saying it's a private issue.
How
is that a private issue?
Who met gentleman they met with?
I hear you say.
Who gentleman they met with?
Mr. Gardner.
Oh, you mean that the Bahamian citizen requested the presence of a representative from a government to come and assist him?
That's I don't know.
That's that. In order for the High Commission, I think that's what we call it, to come to a Bahamian citizen's aid and assistance, it must be an official request for the person who's
involved. Okay,
so
fine.
If a Bahamian citizen asks for help from his government, you saying that we must deny it?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's not a private issue.
It's a private issue because it's a private citizen. Or it's not a private citizen?
I mean, look at how things are handled. These things are handled internationally in other jurisdictions.
It's handled the same way. In the United States, let me show you. Let me give you an example. Recently, an American was arrested in the Bahamas for some money looked like counterfeit money. He called his U.S. embassy. He said, embassy, come and help me out. And the embassy sent their representative to represent him. We used to do the same thing. Why don't you want us to have rights? Why you think that we...
You're
missing my point. You don't believe Bahamians should have the same type of rights like American citizens. You said that. I heard you. You trying to confuse people and construe things.
The meaning that was held...
It was have nothing to do with us. It has something to do with the client and when he spoke to the government official about helping him while he away in the United States.
It has nothing to do with the country.
It has nothing to do with the country. It's a private citizen. Do you think anyone knows what the U.S. citizen spoke to the United States embassy about? Do you know what they talk about? I'm asking if you know about it.
They talk about the details surrounding the case.
And you hear that they talk about the details surrounding the case. But actually, our concert don't even talk about the details surrounding the case.
They talk about how
they can assist him while he's there. They don't talk about the case. The case is him.
But we saw how, right? Because all charges were dropped, right?
What do all charges drop?
Every single one was dropped, right?
No. The man, what do you mean talk about the U.S. one? The man was fined $3,500.
He was fined, but the charges were dropped.
Fined $35,000. That means the charges for the 15-year-old was dropped, but the charges for the 21-year-old he pled guilty for, and he was fined $3,500. What you just be listening to?
Well, I'll put it to you like this.
Go ahead.
Timely information. We need to make Bahamians feel that this matter that is being dealt with is being dealt with very professionally,
mm-hmm.
and the investigations that was supposed to have been had is an ongoing investigation. You see, because I'm here. It is. Are you following?
I'm still listening, trying to see what point you're trying to make.
My point that I'm trying to make is, it's so many times when we hear investigations are ongoing, and at the end of the day, you hear nothing about it anymore. We did has our investigation into exactly what happened and trying to find out who is politician number one and maybe others. Is that being conducted? Do we have any update on this?
The U.S. soon update us. Be patient. Be patient.
Anyhow, I don't believe that there's an investigation going on.
The U.S. is having an investigation? That's what you said?
I think the U.S. is investigating.
There you go. Now, once you know that the U.S. is having an investigation, be content, man. Be content. Just wait. They ain't keeping secret. Just wait, man. Be patient. Clever. Wait till the United States finish their investigation and then put it forward. And then we can be the judge. Let's go to the next caller as I read this. It says, The Guardian and Shivago Lang did. No, you can't be talking about Shivago Lang like that. Texter. You trapsy. So, good morning, Mr. Nuri. You realize that you have slandered the security officer by giving first-hand account on a situation where I'm certain you were not present. I'm just reading what they said into the news. Now, if you want to go see the report, and here with the union representative say, Texter, if you want, you just because you didn't hear what the union representative said. I'm just repeating what the union representative said. If you called with the union representative slandering, you say that. It's on the news. So he considered it. Then considered it. It was impossible for Mr. Davis to travel in his capacity as prime minister if he was traveling to a PLP party function. As you know, constitutionally, the country cannot not have a prime minister. We always have a prime minister. If the prime minister's out, we appoint an acting prime minister. So if you're trying to say that there was no prime minister in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas at that time, I would say, no, you're wrong. If you're trying to say that the ministries were closed because the ministry would have to have a minister, I would say, you're wrong. At that present time, Texter, there was no MPs. And we went over this. They had a whole series on ZNS, I think. We're explaining that the ministers and the prime minister still exist. However, there's no members of parliament. And you come right here texting foolishness. Let's go to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. You're live now. I can hear you.
Yeah, hello.
Turn down your radio and you go ahead.
Yeah, my radio's down now.
Go ahead.
Man, you got to put these people in their place. I think Bayman is freaking out, you know.
A number of us do be freaking out.
Because they don't realize the Prime Minister of the Bahamas could enter the U.S. and his bags would not be searched, would not have to go through no machines, anything.
He would present his diplomatic passport and they would recognize it and they can't, all that, finish it.
And that's it. Same thing for the... I don't understand it. All these little scenarios they're trying to create. What if she did this? What if she did that? And just pure garbage. Foolishness, man.
I don't know. But see, we still in our political mode. And because we are heightened in our political senses, we are defensive. I'm mad at the people I'm being defensive, though, but you got to respect the position. You don't got to like Mr. Davidson.
Honestly,
that position is important.
I listen to people call these shows, watch what the people be posting, all kind of crazy.
Yeah.
What if she was deaf and she done a job?
We like to do what ifs.
I don't know. The Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas could go in any country that is a part of the United Nations and would not be subject to any kind of security, whatever they got going on in the airport.
If he traveling officially as the leader of the country, I would assume so.
Him and his
entourage.
The people who, right.
Thank you very much, caller. And I appreciate you calling in and letting me know that. Thanks very much. It says, this text says, my wish for the Bahamas is a police commissioner with integrity. This is not a statement of any past police commissioner, just my wish for the future, a commissioner with backbone and integrity. Okay. Remember, this text again says, remember after ASP Curtis' arrest was made, the PM was summoned to the U.S. Embassy? No, I do not remember that. Was any Bahamian representative in that room? I do not know, because I don't remember that happening with the U.S. contingent other than the PM. If not, how do we know he wasn't given the name? See, watch this. Watch this text. This text is saying, if not, how do we know he wasn't given the name of high-ranking politician number one? We also don't know if the rooms had mirrors. I could go further, text. Let me add to your story. I believe that when this supposed meeting happened, they give him the date when Christ is coming back. See, I can make up stories too, Texter. If you can make a foolishness, let me join you on your foolish rampage. Let's go to the phone lines. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller. It's a controversy Wednesday. You live.
Hey.
Turn down your radio and it's all you. Go ahead.
Hey, CA, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Let me ask you a quick question. The young lady in question, security officer, so she wasn't at the airport when the Prime Minister arrived in Bimini, I guess. Guess not.
She was at the airport. That's why she got fired.
She was to the airport when he arrived in Bimini?
Yes.
And you were trying to tell me, I've noticed her on a F&M Power Familia on another occasion. She don't know who really is the Prime Minister?
She knew who the Prime Minister was.
And him with his entourage, officers with their service weapons and everything along with them. And you're going to tell me, did she make that statement that she don't care who it is? Did she actually make that statement?
That's what the union representative said.
That's what the union representative said? That's what she said?
Yes.
Definitely, I don't feel bad for her for being fired. Okay? Yeah. Because definitely, if you know that's the Prime Minister of the country, what she should have said is, I was given authorization from my authorities, whoever's my boss, that I have to search everyone. I can understand her saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But not stating that she don't care who it is. So that means that it was intentional.
It was intentional to me.
Yeah. Well, another thing, with the gentleman that called earlier, speaking of trying to, in a way, lambaste you, state to you that the Bahamas government know who politician number one is because they sent a representative to see the gentleman. Any citizen of any country, wherever they is in the world, their embassy or their foreign affairs minister have a right to send somebody from that ministry once the citizen requests to see a consulate or somebody from the consulate. They have a right to do so, okay? And we all know everything that's said in the United States of America, once you're incarcerated, it is recorded. So only a fool would say, he was telling the person who politician number one is. Because if the United States of America didn't tell the Bahamas government that, why would that particular person go ahead, knowing that everything is being recorded, tell that particular person that came to see him who was politician number one? Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. This controversy says an amendment to the Bahamas Nationality Act would allow the Minister of Immigration to, for a $500 fee, grant permanent residency to people whose citizenship application have been denied. This caused controversy. I got inboxed for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. Oh, they're selling citizenship again. Now they're selling permanent residency. And again, I had to pause and say, people, let's listen. There are a number of people who are applying or who are entitled to apply for Bahamian citizenship. There are a number of people, I think our government say, man, you ain't getting this. But since you have the right to apply, we have something else we plan to give you. There are a number of Bahamians in waiting, using that word loosely, who are in different countries. They're in Haiti, they're in Jamaica, and whatever it is. And their parents got deported with them, but they have a right to apply when they're 18. And now we have a law, or going to implement a law, that will say, hey, we ain't sure if we can give you no citizenship, you know, for whatever reason, but we can give you something else, even though you have a right to apply. I think this is a good thing. Controversial, but I think it's a good thing. Because we've been given a lot of citizenship. So now we have something else to give. I see your phone lines. We're going to take this quick commercial break. It's Controversial Wednesday. We're calling in to have you talk about what's controversial to you. And let me try to explain it the best I can. Right? We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona today.
Hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together in support. Enjoy fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register at gdcancersupportgroup.com.
No one likes a fender bender. From a little scratch to a full mashup, NUA Insurance has got you covered with auto insurance tailored to fit your needs and budget. For affordable rates with free on-site accident assistance, visit us online or in branch and just ask NUA Insurance. Ask us, because we've got you covered.
Cancer touches far too many families, but hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together in strength, healing, and support. Enjoy community fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register today at gdcancersupportgroup.com. Let's take every step forward together for hope.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. The headline says Bahamas Nationality Act change would provide a new pathway to permanent residency. I want to also mention that I am not lobbying or heralding that the dismissal of the security guard was warranted. I not say warranted. I understand what happened. I'm hoping that the Prime Minister find grace and intervene and say, okay, we can let this lady get her job back. Sincerely, I think that the union, I think that her political party, I think that her friends and family need to lobby and speak to the Prime Minister and say, Mr. Prime Minister, yeah, she was wrong. She's a little foolish, right? Even if you got to demote her, give her back her job. Sincerely, because I don't like Bahamians losing their job, especially when they're on the family island. Every family islander need to keep their job. This text says, there is no such thing as an actual pouch. That's a term that is holdover from long time ago. And I think that's a response to the gentleman who said there's a pouch that the Prime Minister has that should not be searched. I see if I have a caller there. Patch that caller through. I have more texts and there's a lot of controversy happening inside the FNM with this. FNM opts out of the 2026 convention. And I'm sure that would have caused controversy. So that's something we got to be watching out and see what kind of fallout happens after that. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM on this controversy or controversy. What, how you pronounce that? Go ahead, caller. You live.
Controversy. Good afternoon.
You live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Nuri.
Hey, you go ahead, sir. I can hear you.
Yeah, I have a suggestion. Could it be that she wanted to quit to collect unemployment?
That unemployment pay don't be enough.
Once you got fired, there's unemployment.
Yeah, this don't be. It don't be enough. It just don't be enough. It's better to work. It don't be enough. But thanks very much. I collected unemployment twice when the hotel turned slow. It was not a good feeling at all. I'm glad they changed it to deposit to your paycheck. Because going to collect them checks was a humbling experience. That unemployment thing ain't nice. Especially when you have children and things. Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Caller, are you there? Let's move on to the next caller there, Kermit.
Hello?
Hey, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, what's up?
Turn on your radio and go ahead.
Yeah, sorry for that.
Yeah, man.
Well, first of all, I think the young lady knew exactly what she was doing. I think she knew why she was doing what she was doing. There are people around and said that this is not the first exposure that this young lady had such, she has an attitude issue. People with an attitude issue, especially grown people, they know exactly what they're doing. And she should have gotten fired, not just even with the situation
Let me ask you this.
From good sources, but by a long time ago.
Let me ask you this. Do you know the Prime Minister personally? Like, you know him?
Yes.
Can you do me a favor? Ask the Prime
Minister. No, I ain't telling him nothing, but no considering nothing for.
Ask the Prime Minister. Say, see, Henry.
Nothing.
Blame me.
Rudeness. Oh. Hold on. Rudeness and disrespectful. Can you imagine if she did that to the Prime Minister?
You know, nice.
What about you and me? What about the people who she consistently allowed this situation to go on with?
I was asking you to do me a favor. I'll give you a pepper sauce.
Well, it ain't happening.
I'll give you a...
And then on the point of the pathway to residency, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I agree with that. There was, before the election, there were many persons who were crying about, say, oh, you know what? We may have these people. Let's reduce the fact that they're getting citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the fact of this new thing moving forward because, you know, now you're getting what you, a lot of people wanted that.
Mm-hmm.
They were crying about a specific group of individuals, mm-hmm, and said, oh, they can take over and they can be able to vote and all this other stuff. But if the people are entitled to citizenship, that's a different thing. But this is a good process. I like what I see happening. And I've spoken to a few other persons since the announcement of that. And they think it's a good idea.
I agree with you. But back to my request. I'm asking you official request.
Yeah, out there, bro. I gotta go.
I want to give you a free pepper sauce. Might even give you a book and all, but I understand. Let's go to the next caller there so I can start reading these texts. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. But Pastor, I went through. Dear Kermit. Go ahead, caller. You live. Call you there? No?
Hello?
Oh, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Nuri.
Go ahead, man.
Do you know, when you go before the court, ain't no way you could go in front of that judge dressed any kind of way. You have to have respect for the court and its rules inside the court. Matter of fact, these days, they will have people on the outside of the court to correct the ones that are ignorant for the court rules in case they didn't know. When you see our prime minister goes anywhere, people need to understand how he should be treated, he or her, how they should be treated. No excuse. Mm-hmm. That lady has a boss there. They should have training on how to deal with certain things, and that protocol should be followed to the T.
I agree with you. You don't happen to know the prime minister?
If I know him?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Can you do me a favor then?
What kind of favor?
I want you say, ask the prime minister if he would consider giving the lady back a job, please.
Well,
just ask. I didn't ask you to
demand it. I don't have to ask him that.
He has a heart. That's what I said.
Our leader, he has two faces he needs to show the public. He needs to show the public that he is firm with decision-making and he's merciful.
Yes. I want to hear the merciful part. If you could do that on my behalf, I would. They're talking sentinel. On my behalf, Mr. Prime Minister, I know she's wrong. I know she's something wrong with her.
What she should do. Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening.
She should make a public apology to the Prime Minister.
I like that.
She should do that first.
Yeah.
And then consider case of I'm before the Prime Minister and let it be up to the Prime Minister to do what he have to do.
I like that.
If he was merciful and he say, hello?
I'm here, man, waiting on you to tell me the advice. Listen. You there? Go ahead. You can't hear me? Oh, Lord. I was engaged out. Okay, let's move on to the next caller. I'm not sure why he disappeared. Oh, more like a, go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AMU Live.
Yeah, I'm CA Nuri.
The CA.
Even though that young lady may have not acted right on her duties, right?
Yeah.
You know the Prime Minister?
Not personally.
Okay. You think you could ask him to stop Pittstown them from breaking the laws?
Stop who?
Which Pittstown Point Landings in Crooked Island, which I wrote them wrote to him and his cabinet ministers on the 14th.
You need to go to the judge.
No.
Go
no,
to the
no,
judge.
No. They're allowing them to flout and subvert the statute laws of the Bahamas.
You need to go to a judge. I can't have you continue. Go to a judge. The judge forced him to do what you say, man. I know you're having issues with the government, and I accept that. But you need to get a court order and enforce the court order. That's what you need to do. Let's go to the next caller. I have these texts I want to read, but everyone calling now. Go ahead, caller. Okay, let's clear that line. Go to the next caller. Go ahead. Guardian Radio AM, you live? I can hear you. Caller? No? I got to clear the line then, caller. Let's clear that line there. Let me read these texts then. It says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. There is a mutual agreement between the USA and the Bahamas. Once a citizen is arrested, the embassy is either jurisdiction must be advised immediately. Yes, I have no problem with that. The embassy will then make all necessary arrangements as it relates to the suspect. Okay. The suspect does not need to make an official request for his country to get involved. And I disagree because I speak to someone in the embassy, Bahamian embassy, just inquired about that. They said, no, there needs to be an official request and then they will send a consulate or whoever representative. So I hear you text up, but no. Just because this person works there. And he said, that's how it goes. So, good morning. Can you explain what the lady did, please? I mean, we've been talking about it all day. And if you want to get more details, it's in all the papers now. Everybody talking about it. Good morning. You have to ask her boss to rehire her. The PM didn't fire. Okay. But the PM could hire and fire anyone, man. It's a quasi-government. They, man, worked something out for her. Let's work something for Nuri. Was there an X-ray equipment at the airport? Wouldn't that eliminate hand searches? I guess so. I'm not sure. What do these old island airports itself? See, I agree with the PR matter. However, the fee should be higher. Oh, you mean a permanent residency, madam? Yeah, the fee seems low, but these are people who are entitled to certain things, so it is what it is. And they already pay for citizenship and they get denied, and now we get $500 more. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live, caller. Go ahead. Caller, you there? Go ahead, caller, you live. Kermit, let's go to the next one. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. I'm not sure what happened to the phone lines. Let's try one more time. Guiding Radio AM, you live? Okay, clear the lines. So, good morning, Mr. Nuri. If the security who said she examined our Prime Minister baggage after his travel, she should have been commended for doing her job. Hopefully, it was done respectfully. And I think that's what the issue, whether it's done respectfully. I think that her employers, her union, considered all of that. And you got to acknowledge that all of this was talked about and considered, and the conclusion was made. It wasn't the Prime Minister, like the Texas said. He didn't fire the person. Just said the people who have the SOPs, they analyze it, they considered it, and say, we got to make a decision. And they made a decision accordingly. Let's go to this caller. Let's see if we can squeeze this caller in. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. Can we get you this time?
Hello?
Hey, you're live. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
This is Miss Butler. I think that they just should have put her on probation or suspend her. I don't think that it was necessary for them to fire her.
I understand. And I might even empathize with you and say, yeah. But her employers going through everything and say, man, no. She gone.
Yeah, ma'am.
So I'm feel for her, though. I don't like behemoths when they get fired. I don't like it. But I wish her all the best. Let's read these last texts before we go. The newspaper stories speak about a recording, but nobody, including the fired worker, has said what actually happened. I do not believe insisting a bag to be searched is a fireable offense. So more likely, Texas, something else had happened. So Prime Minister Philip Davis met with the U.S. Charter of Affairs and heads of local law enforcement regarding a U.S. federal indictment in New York that alleges behavior. I don't know if that happened, Texas. I do not know if that happened. The Guardian and no, just talk on them. Few were the former FNM MPs politicians at the time. Why defying politicians? Okay, again, there were no MPs, but they had ministers that still exist during the election. Ingram would have fired her. He might promote it. Okay. let's leave that last text. It says, leave the PLP alone. Let them wreak havoc upon this country. That's what the text says. The day one ZNS general manager salary as Senate and PS. Okay. You see how much position Clint Watson has? My God, he's in charge of everything. I need to talk about that tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Read the list of duties each minister and permanent secretary, parliamentary secretary have. That was interesting to see. Responsibilities. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.